Now, can any of you hear me? Oh, Ying Tong, you already called in. I'm using
Can
my
you
phone. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
And Pang Yixin, can you also call in? Okay, continuing to my question, which is, do you think K-pop is really taking over the world?
I think it's in just certain careers, not all of the careers to the K-pop that have made the change, such as the fashions of wearings and all. I think most of that is about entertainment.
Okay. Well, Pang Yixin, can I have your opinion?
I think now because it's just not K-pop will influence the world, but also others news will influence the world.
But it has influence, like for example, like clothing, but it has some influence, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The next question is, despite the fact that K-pop is sung at a different language, but it's getting popular these days. Why do you think that? What's your opinion?
I think the K-pop has done a good job on their stage performance. It's the artist is practiced so much, and they can even sing and dance, do it on the same time. I
Yes.
think it's very impressed me on this fact.
Next, Pang Yixin, what's your opinion on this?
Can you repeat your question?
Well, despite the fact that K-pop is sung at a different language, but it's getting popular these days, why do you think that?
I think they will become popular because K-pop is not only include sing the song but also include some dance and they also have interact with their fans. So I think this is why they become more popular in the world.
Okay, the last question is, some people don't like K-pop because it is sung in Korean. Do you think people should boycott K-pop because it is sung in a different language?
I don't think so.
Why?
Because there is in this the song is just the song, not about the language. Even though the language is, I didn't understand it, but I just listened for the music, not the language.
Yes, I agree with Ao Ying Tong because there's a thing called Google Translate these days, and on YouTube and other platforms, many people translate the lyrics so it could be understood by all people who are willing to listen. Well, yeah, that's what translators are for. Okay. To end my podcast, like every entertainment industry, K-pop has its problems and imperfections, but streaming and YouTube has opened its wild visuals and amazing music like never before. And with fandoms taking an open door approach to newcomers, it's little wonder that there's been an increase in fan diversity across colors, genders, sexuality, age, and consequently global popularity. As Tan, a member of Super M and Wavy, pointed out during an interview, he said that you don't need to be young to love it. Every age can love K-pop. This is Jessica, and I will end my podcast. Thank you everyone for listening, and make sure to push the follow button if you like to hear more of my podcast. Thank you.